I began helping a family in the Karoo Desert in the 1970s turn the desert that you see on the right there back to grassland, and thankfully now their grandchildren are on the land with hope for the future. And look at the amazing change in this one, where that gully has completely healed using nothing but livestock mimicking nature. And once more, we have the third generation of that family on that land with their flag still flying. The vast grasslands of Patagonia are turning to desert, as you see here. The man in the middle is an Argentinian researcher, and he has documented the steady decline of that land over the years as they kept reducing the sheep numbers. They put 25,000 sheep in one flock, really mimicking nature now, with planned grazing, okay, and they have documented a 50% increase in the production of the land in the first year. We now have, in the violent Horn of Africa, pastoralists planning their grazing to mimic nature and openly saying it is the only hope they have of saving their families and saving their culture. 95% of that land can only feed people from animals. I remind you that I am talking about most of the world's land here that controls our fate, including the most violent region of the world where only animals can feed people from about 95% of the land. What we are doing globally is causing climate change as much as, I believe, fossil fuels, and maybe more than fossil fuels. But worse than that, it is causing hunger, poverty, violence, social breakdown, and war. And as I am talking to you, millions of men, women, and children are suffering and dying. And if this continues, we are unlikely to be able to stop the climate changing even after we have eliminated the use of fossil fuels.